The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said today that the UK will recognise the Palestinian state in September unless Israel agrees to a Gaza ceasefire and a commitment to a long-term peace process that delivers a two-state solution. Well, London journalist and commentator Enda Brady joins me with the latest. Enda, there's a lot in that sentence. What exactly are the conditions that Israel needs to meet for the UK to recognise this?
So this is a really significant moment in UK politics, because up until now, this has always been put on the back burner. Basically, Starmer is calling for Israel to work towards an immediate ceasefire, open the border crossings and start allowing food in so that no more children die from starvation. There's been a huge amount of pressure here on Starmer for weeks now. It was really noticeable. Two things happened last week. We saw the right-wing tabloid newspapers publishing front-page pictures of starving, emaciated children dying from lack of food. That was a real shocker, I think, for the public here who perhaps haven't followed it. And then Bob Geldof spoke out as well. A lot of people saying, well, where's he been for the last 22 months? He's got a name, he's got a voice, and he made his point very forcibly. Starmer has been backed into a corner here by his own party. 130 MPs in Labour, I'm told, have signed a motion calling for this to happen. He had a meeting of his cabinet today at which seven senior members of his cabinet, including the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper, told him to do this. And even then, Starmer is coming out with language, unless Israel does this. I think a lot of people here feel the UK should just be saying, we will recognise a Palestinian state. But what he could do in the immediate term is start airdropping food in before any more children die.
Mm. Now, as you said, we've had the same thing here. A lot of people seeing those images, absolutely shocked to the core by them. But given the current situation and how bad it is in Gaza, how likely do you think it is that Israel will respond and start meeting some of those conditions?
Well, we've had a response from Israel in the last 5 minutes. Their Ministry of Foreign Affairs, I've just received a message with them saying that this is a reward for Hamas. They are not having any truck with what Starmer is saying and the UK government. So Netanyahu is not going to stop. And I think many people here feel that the plan from day one for Netanyahu, his political future is inextricably linked to the war in Gaza, and he will not stop until Gaza doesn't exist anymore. I actually made my TV show today and we interviewed people. We got them on from Gaza. I had British doctors who've just returned from Gaza telling me that they could not believe when they started their medical careers that in the year 2025, human beings were being starved to death as a result of deliberate political policy. And that is on Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinary. And then we saw last week we had the French Prime Minister also saying that the French would move toward recognising the Palestinian as a state at the UN in September. Do you think that this is a coordinated kind of pincer movement with the two of them?
I think Starmer is very close to Macron in Paris. They speak. Macron was here the week before last on a state visit. And last week, Friedrich Merz, the Chancellor of Germany, was in the UK. So I think what you're going to see now, even Germany, Israel's staunchest ally in Europe, is going to recognise the Palestinian state. So it's clear that there has been discussion. And then, of course, famously over the long weekend, President Trump has been in Scotland and Starmer has spent a lot of time privately with Trump. And you'll notice Trump's language is turning on Netanyahu. But Netanyahu will not change. Nothing. This is not going to change anything. What they need to start doing now is getting those border crossings opening, getting the food in, airdropping it if needs be. But it is a shameful, shameful situation.
Well, Enda, thank you very much for giving us the latest update on that. That is Enda Brady, London journalist and commentator.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.